chatting with Rick Limpert. Glad to be here. And you can follow Rick on Twitter. The handle there for him is Rick Roswell. Rick, we love social media. We love Instagram. And we really love Twitter. And there is so much happening in this town on social media, about social media, and with social media. It's really hard to keep up.
Yeah, I was excited to see that Atlanta's one of the most Instagrammed, the most popular cities that people post social media snaps and posts from. And Sully, I have to give you some of the credit for that. You're always taking interesting shots of things I've never seen all over town.
It is amazing how an iPhone can really just do wonders for people. Photography has just excelled so much. And this has really been the device, I think, at least in the last 10 years, that has really propelled people to fall in love with photography. And this is a great town to do it.
Yeah, and it just really gives a good snapshot and a perspective on where a city or a location or a venue is at any given time, because things change so quickly. And so it's good to see Atlanta and other cities look so good in these pictures. So I love to see that.
And one of the places to take that picture of the Atlanta skyline, there are a lot of different angles to take, but perhaps none more famous and more posted than the Jackson Street Bridge, which is down in Old Fourth Ward, stone's throw from the King Center. The view of the city from right there, just phenomenal.
I've been there, and that's becoming one of the most, like you said, one of the most iconic pictures. Is it because of The Walking Dead, Sully? Is that really, I know that spot's been there, but that didn't used to be one of the most photographed spots in Atlanta. Now it is.
Well, I think it owes a lot to The Walking Dead, at least in terms of its popularity, for sure.
And we'll put pictures up in the show notes on some of these locations. So yeah, the bridge there is a great view, and it's depending on the color of the sky and kind of the weather that's going on, you can get really unique shots there.
And then Lenox Mall, you know, people think of Lenox Mall as being, you know, this kind of state of the art place. And again, with the economy and you know, Amazon and people ordering things online, these malls have really had to reinvent themselves. And Lenox has had to do that several times over the years as well. But by the number of people that are there all the time, it is one of the most photographed places in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm guilty of taking Lenox Mall for granted. So I haven't been in an indoor mall in probably almost a year, over a year. But Lenox is always very photographed on social media. It's a hub of a lot of activity. And like you said, the stores, the way they've put out their product and the message they're trying to deliver, I think they've had to tailor that a little bit to being social media friendly.
Yeah, and of course, any good mall that you go into now, any store, you're seeing that Instagram and Twitter logo right there. They have a hashtag. Their accounts are listed out. And another incredible place, and you really make a great point, Rick, we do have so many great spots in town. The Atlanta Botanical Garden. Some great music happens there, the Concerts in the Garden series each year. But the venue itself, really worthy of people spending some time taking some Instagram pictures there.
Yeah, really so many great photo ops there. Again, maybe a place we take for granted here in Atlanta. I haven't been in a few years myself. And when the weather's nice on a nice afternoon, an evening, it's a great location. And again, depending on the time of the day, really unique photos. Every photo is different, and they always have something there that makes a great backdrop or a great photo.
And then if you walk just a little bit further away from the Botanical Garden, heading, I guess, to the south and east a little bit, you'll find Park Tavern, which is a place I like to spend time. And the view of the skyline there from Park Tavern is exceptional, and a lot of people get on Instagram and post from there as well.
That's an underrated location there, too, and a busy location. That area of town is changing, I think, Sully. Always a lot of construction and things going on, those roads leading around there. So always excited to see every time I go down there, which isn't that often since I'm a suburb dweller, see how it changes.
Now, we have some architectural oddities in Atlanta, and this one that we're going to talk about now did take a while to grow on me, but I have come to like it. But it really has taken next to 20 years, really, for me to become accustomed to this. But the Atlanta sign that is a part of State Farm Arena there, as it runs along the CNN Center there, it's weird, it's cool, and it just takes a little time to get used to.
Yeah, if you get the right angle and the right spot, you can get a decent picture out of that. But if you're just going to the arena and you're kind of walking along the sidewalk there, you don't even notice this. Maybe it's kind of a hidden gem. It's makes a great backdrop. I think most people, they're not really taking a lot of pictures in the arena of the Hawks with the season they had, but some good outdoor. That whole area downtown there with Mercedes-Benz Stadium as a backdrop, the State Farm Arena, there's some decent shots down there.
No doubt about it. Rick, I wonder how this came upon your radar screen, the Music Room Boombox Doors down on Edgewood in the old Fourth Ward. With that and the mention of the Jackson Street Bridge, I'm wondering, Rick, are you riding a bird scooter along the Beltline and becoming a little bit of a hipster now?
No, not a bird scooter, but maybe a little bird told me about some of these spots down there. But yeah, these are all reachable by bird, aren't they, Sully?
Yes, they are.
These are the bird trail down there. You can get these great pictures, and this is something really unique. Edgewood Avenue, some good spots down there, I know, and people have a good time in front of this one.
No doubt about it. And now we move outside of the perimeter. And, Rick, that is kind of your territory. But, of course, the Big Chicken, really an identifiable landmark for years and years and years. I will never forget seeing the Big Chicken on Cobb Parkway for the first time after I moved here back in 1994. And coming up the road, and you see it, and I remember thinking, what on earth is that?
It's on every list of roadside attractions here around the Atlanta area and around Georgia. The problem with the big chicken, Sully, it's hard to get a good photo because it's so big. If you try standing next to it, you look really small. You got to go out and almost kill yourself into Cobb Parkway to get the right angle. I guess there's some cameras now that allow you to get that photo, but makes a great night shot the way it lights up, and it's just so big. It's a challenge. This is one for kind of a challenge.
1963 is how long that has been sitting there for.
And I think we're on the third iteration of it, though. They've redone it. They've redone the mechanics in it to get the eyes and the beak to move. So the big chicken, you think it's been sitting there for over 50 years, but it's changed over the years. And if they ever get rid of the big chicken, Sully, I'm moving.
Rick, I'm going to give you a spot outside of the perimeter that I enjoy taking photographs in. Actually, I'll throw two of them at you. One is downtown Ackworth. There's some really old buildings in downtown Ackworth, and it's just beautiful. And I love taking pictures of old buildings, and there's a lot of them there. And the other one is Madison, Georgia. It's out of the way a little bit. You got to go out 78, out towards Athens a little bit, but it's beautiful, very photo-worthy, and make sure you tag the locations on Instagram and spread the word if you make it out to these places because they're gorgeous.
The whole area out there, Oconee County, Madison, there's a lot of great undiscovered things, little towns out there that are fun. So just get out and take some pictures.
And, Rick, what's your Instagram? I know it'll be in the show notes, but what is it for people?
Limpert Rick. You're not going to find the quality of pictures that you have, Sully, but you'll find things I'm doing in sports tech probably.
Well, that's cool. Rick, you'll see if you look at my Instagram that I have over 10,000 followers. I made the mistake back in November of buying 20,000 followers on Instagram. It was a huge mistake. They're all fake accounts that follow me, and I'm trying to get that pared all the way down to next to nothing because, Rick, I only want the people who really want to follow me, and I'm glad that you're one of them.
I am absolutely one of them. I'm not going anywhere, so I don't worry.
Okay, Rick, good to talk. Good to catch up.